How to avoid this? If you know your customer better, then perhaps such activity cannot be undertaken by those people to whom you know better. That means, know your customer is a most important fact in present day banking. KYC, in short, it is called. So KYC principles also needs to be ensured by the bank, it is expected. Some of the general guidelines issued by RBI, Reserve Bank of India, for know your customers and anti-money laundering standards since July 2013 are taken here for the discussion. These guidelines we will review. Number one is, bank should keep in mind that the information which is collected from the customer for the purpose of opening the account is to be treated as a confidential one and details thereof not to be divulged for cross-selling or any other purpose. So, keeping the information of the account holder confidential is one of the requirement of the bank, one of the responsibility of the bank. Number two, bank should also ensure that information sought from the customer is relevant to the perceived risk, is not intrusive, and is in conformity with the guidelines issued in this regard. Any other information from the customer should be sought separately with his or her consent and after opening the account. But minimum for at the time of opening the account, whatever prescribed documents are there, that needs to be submitted to the bank. Any remittances, funds by way of demand draft, mail transfer, or any other mode of issue of the traveler's checks for value of rupees 50,000 and above is effected by way of debit to the customer's account or against the check and not against the cash payment. So there is a restriction for issuance of the demand draft, sending any remittances by depositing the cash up to 50,000 only permitted. Beyond that amount, account should be utilized and from the account money should go out, draft can be issued. With effect from April 1, 2012, bank should not make a payment of check, drafts, pay orders, banker check, bearing that date of any subsequent date if they are presented beyond the period of 3 months from the date of such instrument. Remember here, once the instrument is drawn, check, DD, whatever it may be, the validity of the check and demand draft or negotiable instrument is 3 months from the date of it is drawn. Bank should, this particular instruction of 3 months is changed with effect from April 1, 2012. Otherwise, this was 6 months, this was earlier it was having 6 months validity. Now it has only 3 months validity to the instrument when it is drawn from the date of drawing the check. Bank should ensure that the provision of the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010 amendment, wherein applicable, is strictly adhered to. Foreign Contribution Regulation Act is applicable to the clubs, association, societies, cooperative societies, and charitable organizations, where these organizations, as far as the foreign contribution is concerned, are regulated by the act passed by the parliament, which is called as Foreign Contribution Regulation Act. It is reviewed. Actually, this act was passed in 1976 and it is reviewed, and the present act in force is FCRA, that is Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. Now, little bit more information about the KYC policy. Banks should frame their KYC policies, and these are the guidelines of the Reserve Bank of India, and this is expected, and these are the instructions to the Reserve Bank by the Government of India. So, KYC policy should be in place for each and every bank. Now, what consists of the KYC policy? The major elements consist of customer acceptance policy. Number two is a customer identification process which is to be followed by the bank. Number three is monitoring of the transaction. And number four is a risk management. So these four items should invariably form the part of KYC policy. One by one, we will understand what is CAP, that is customer acceptance policy, what is customer identification procedure, what is monitoring of the transaction, and what is the risk management process in the banks as per the guidelines issued by the government and guidelines that are issued by Reserve Bank of India. Customer acceptance policy, which is popularly known as a CAP, CAP. What is expected in the policy to enumerate in the KYC policy is, under the CAP, that is customer acceptance policy, that no account is opened in anonymous name or fictitious or benami name. So, account should not be opened on any anonymous name or fictitious or benami name. Parameters of the risk perception are clearly defined in the policy in terms of the nature of the business and activities of the person, location of the customer and his clients, mode of payments, volume of turnover, social and financial status of the person. To enable the bank to categorization of the customer into low, medium and high risk category. There should be three risk categories in the policy, in the customer acceptance policy. It may be low, it may be medium and it will be high risk. According to the portfolio of the client, clients are getting distributed, classified. Documentation requirement and the other information to be collected in respect of the different categories of the customers depending upon the perceived risk, and keeping in mind the requirement of PML Act 2002 and instruction guidelines issued by Reserve Bank of India from time to time. In addition to this, not to open an account where the bank is unable to apply the appropriate customer due diligence measures. If there is a shortcoming in the customer due diligence measure, then in that case, account should not be opened. Circumstances in which the customer is permitted to act on behalf of the another person or entity should be clearly spelled out in conformity with the established law and practice of the banking. In addition, the bank should prepare a profile of each customer, each new customer, based on the risk categorization. For the purpose of risk categorization, the individual other than high net worth individual and entities whose identities and sources of wealth can be easily recognized or identified, and the transaction in whose account by and large confirm to the known profile may be categorized as low risk. When everything is aware, when you know everything, then in that case you can categorize those clients as low risk client. customer acceptance policy we have seen. Now, customer identification policy we have to take into consideration. What are the norms suggested in the KYC policy for identification of the customer? That we will discuss. Again, there should be a policy approved by the board. Bank should clearly spell out the customer identification process to be carried out at the different stages. What are those stages? While establishing the relationship, that is banking relationship, while carrying out the financial transaction, and third one, where the bank has a doubt about the authenticity, veracity of the adequacy of the previously obtained customer identification data. These three things needs to be observed while identifying the customer, not only at the time of opening of account but thereafter also. Customer identification means identifying the customer and verifying his identity by using the variable, reliable and independent source of document, data and information. Bank may seek the mandatory information required for the KYC policy, KYC purpose, which the customer is obliged to give when opening an account or during the period of updating. For the customer identification requirements, in respect of the few typical cases, especially the legal person requiring an extra element of the caution, bank may, however, frame their own internal guidelines based on their experience of dealing with such a person, entities, normal bankers' prudence, and the legal requirement as per the established practices needs to be followed by the bank. The increasing complexity, volume of the financial transactions can be achieved by introducing the unique technique or identification code for each customer. The unique customer identification code, that is UCIC, will help banks to identify the customers, track and facilities avail, monitoring and financial transactions. When there are suspicious or money laundering or financing of activities relating to the terrorism, or where there are doubts about the adequacy of the veracity of the transaction or previously obtained the customer identification data, the bank should review the due diligence measures, including verifying again the identity of the client and obtaining the information on the purpose and intended nature of the business relationship. Any time after the account is opened, and if the bank finds that something is not correct with the particular customers, sudden spurt in the account balances, or like these activities, customer, as per the customer identification process, it has to be detailed. The bank should look into deeply into such kind of transactions. It has been observed that some close relative, that is wife, son, daughter and parents, etc., who live with their husband, father, mother and son, as the case may be, are finding it difficult to open the account in some banks, as the utility bills required for the address verification are not in their names. Many times it happens in the joint family. House is on somebody's name. Then in that case, all the electricity bill, telephone bill, or maybe water bill, all this, and even receipt of the rent or receipt of the house for maintenance is on only one person. In that case, wherever the wife, son, or maybe other relatives of that particular person, for them it becomes very difficult to establish this kind of residence proof. So policy should explicitly mention under such situation what is required to be done. Norms for furnishing the proof of address have been relaxed further, taking those aspects into consideration, to allow submitting only one documentary proof of the address, that is either current or permanent, while opening the bank account or while undergoing the periodic updation. Banks are advised that the KYC once done for one branch of the bank should be valid for transfer of the account within the bank as long as full KYC has been done for the concerned account. So, transfer of account from one branch to another branch, no separate KYC is required. But if it is transferred from one bank to another bank, then definitely the KYC, fresh KYC is required to be obtained by the bank to whom the account is transferred. Banks are advised that the KYC once done is sufficient as long as there is no doubt about the integrity and the operations in the account. Banks should carry out the periodical updating of the KYC information of every customer, which may include all these points, which consist of: number one is full KYC exercise may be done at least every 2 years for the high risk customer, every 8 years for medium risk customer, and every 10 years for very low risk customers. So when the KYC is required, first customer classification: high risk, medium risk, low risk. If it is high risk, 10 years. If it is medium risk, 8 years. If it is low risk, it is 2 years. So, a fresh KYC needs to be obtained for these category of clients after these intervals. Positive confirmation, that is obtaining KYC related updates through the email, letter, telephonic conversation, forms, interviews, visits, etc., may be completed at least every 2 years for the medium risk and at least every 3 years for low risk individuals. Fresh photograph to be obtained from the minor customers on becoming the major. The time limit prescribed for the above would apply from the date of opening the account and the last verification of KYC. Now, there are certain guidelines for customer identification requirements. Customer identification requirement, that is CIR, indicative guidelines issued under the Act and guidelines of the Reserve Bank of India consist of different for the different customers are different. For walk-in customers means the customers which do not hold any account with the bank. If bank has a reason to believe that the customer is intentionally structuring the transaction into series of transactions below the threshold of 50,000, all amount below 50,000, everything, the bank should verify the identity and the address of the customer and also consider filing of the suspicious transaction report, STR, to FIUIND. In case of salaried employees, bank should rely on the certificate or letter of indemnity and address which is issued only from the corporate and other entities reputed and should be aware of the competent authority designated by the concerned employee to issue such certificate letter. Trust, nominee or fiduciary account. What are the documents required for the customer identification process? While opening the account for the trust, bank should take a reasonable precaution to verify the identity of the trustee and settlers of the trust, including any person settling the assets into trust, grantors, protect grantors, protectors, beneficiaries, and signatories also. In respect of the company's account of the companies and the firms, what are the major documents? Bank should examine the control structure of the entity, determine the source of the funds, identify the natural person who have the controlling interest and who comprises of the management. Clients' accounts which are opened by the professional or intermediaries also need to take some precautionary measures. That normally these type of accounts are called as a pooled accounts. It is opened by some intermediary on behalf of somebody. So these type of accounts needs to be monitored very sensibly and sensitively, because the funds, there is no, it is very difficult to determine the origination of the funds. And when it is deposited in the escrow account, then again there should be, it should be again certified by some authorities like chartered accountants or somebody who knows the origination of the funds. Again, the bank should not allow opening or holding of an account on behalf of the clients by the professional intermediaries like lawyers and chartered accountants. They themselves are recommending to open such some kind of account, and by doing so, even though bank have the KYC for the auditors or maybe chartered accountants or maybe lawyers, but ultimately on whose behalf these accounts are getting opened, their KYC is again in the question, because it is very difficult for the bank also to identify the origin or identity of these people, or original beneficiary of the account, original beneficiary of the funds, I mean to say. So the professional obligation of the customer's confidentiality, it also requires to be maintained by the bank. Then another type of set of accounts which are opened, which are of the PIP, that is politically exposed persons and residents, which are outside India, politically exposed, all political people. Bank should rather gather the information, sufficient information of any customer information, those who are following in this category, intending to establish the banking relationship. So banks are expected to check all the information available on the person in the public domain, because these are politically exposed persons. Banks also should verify the identity of the person and seek the information about the source of funds before they are accepting to credit to PIP customer's account. PIP means politically exposed customer, people, person. Bank should have an appropriate ongoing risk management policy and procedure for identifying the an application of enhanced due diligence, that is CDD, to customer due diligence, and PIPs and the customer who are close relative of the PIPs also falling in the same net, and the accounts of which PIP is in ultimate beneficiary owner. All the time they are opening the accounts, maybe relatives of the PIP, they are not actually PIP, but they are related to PIPs, their accounts also needs to be monitored.